In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents The Betches Brides Podcast, a show for the wedding obsessed and the brides who are stressed. Because after all, it's only one day of your life.
Hello and welcome back to Betches Brides. We are back. I am Jordana Abraham.
And I am Nicole Pellegrino.
And Nicole is back from her honeymoon. We missed you a lot. We had some great guests while you were gone, but you know, you can never fill the void of you being gone. So I'm glad you're back. Welcome. I mean, I feel like I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I saw it all. I wish I was too, definitely. It made me very excited for my own honeymoon, which is a whiles away. But yeah, where to even begin? Let's overall trip, best trip of your life?
Truly, it was. And I missed you guys as well. Unpopular opinion with this, but 2 weeks, we were gone for a total of 14 days, 12 days if you don't count the two long days of travel. That's a long time to be gone. I'm not going to lie. I missed you guys, and I was sad when it ended, but I was happy to be back, if that makes sense.
I always feel that way after a long trip, no matter how good it is.
Yeah, you know? You never go away for 2 weeks. I don't know if it's just like this mentality we've gotten because we live in the U.S. and are like workaholics because of our society and stuff. Like, I know, you know, different European countries and stuff, they are used to traveling for 2 weeks. But Mike and I both turned to each other on the last day and we were like, okay, again, best trip of our effing lives. This has been amazing. Like if I were a travel influencer and like that was work for me, I would be so happy. I would just, you know, travel the days away and that would be, but I missed work. You know what I mean? In a weird way.
Oh, I totally get that. I feel like after a while you're like, I need something to put like mental energy towards that, like, I need to feel useful because vacation's very like decadent. So it's like one night. It's also not like separate. So if you're at home, sometimes you'll go to like a nice dinner and then that's it. And then you do one like a week later. But if you're on your honeymoon, if you're on vacation, it's like everything you're doing is kind of incredible. And you're kind of like, okay, how many incredible things one after the other after the other? Like you almost get used to them in a way.
And decadent is the perfect word, honestly. That was a really good word to describe it. It really is.
I get it. Yeah.
And it was like, it's romantic. But yeah, your honeymoon is definitely like a fantasy world that you're living in for 2 weeks.
But that being said, really nice to be able to do that. Yes. Totally. So why don't you give us like, obviously, like I'm sure you saved in your stories, like the day-to-day itinerary. And I felt like that's how I felt like I was there. You did a very good job of documenting like all the different meals, all the different activities. So like specifics on like restaurants and stuff like that, I think they can check out your Instagram stories. But give us like a general walkthrough of like the different parts to the trip.
Yes. And it was, I'm not going to lie, that you'll see with this quick walkthrough, but we did like bop around a lot, which I have thoughts about in the best thoughts because it was amazing. Okay. So basically, we started the trip by going straight into Cape Town. We had a layover in Qatar, Doha International Airport. Beautiful airport, by the way.
I'm going to that airport on my way in my honeymoon, too. So I've heard really nice things about it. I'm very
here's
excited.
A tip for that airport for you. Try to get lounge access before. I don't even know if you have to like pay extra for it. But everybody wanted to like hang out in the lounges when we got there, but they were like totally booked. Mike and I were bopping around to like five different lounges trying to get access, but they were booked.
How long was your layover?
Our first one was literally like 9 hours.
Okay. So that lounge would have been helpful for that.
I sat in a Starbucks with my, we worked though, because it was like 10 a.m. U.S. time when we got there.
Oh, that's funny.
And so I kind of just like got work done in Starbucks for literally 9 hours and then got, I mean, truly like by the time we got into Cape Town, I had been wearing the same outfit for God knows how many hours and I probably smelled really bad. I was red. I mean, it was like, that made it all much more worth it once we got there, though, because it was just
right.
It was a long
this is
journey.
This is not a trip you can do for a long weekend. It takes you like 2 days to get there. Right,
spend at least 2 weeks. So yeah, we went into Cape Town. We were there for 4 nights. Our hotel was amazing. Loved it. I mean, Cape Town. I can't say enough good things about that town. There's so much to do. I could have spent a month there.
What do you feel like makes it like super unique or different from other towns that you've been to?
Okay, so the restaurants, again, I'm not going to go through every single one, but are so amazing. The food is just so, I mean, life-changing, so good. The wine, the people, it's the people in South Africa. I'm not kidding, that was my favorite part of that location. The people are so just nice, welcoming, hospitable. Whether you're walking into an Uber or hotel, don't even get me started. They were like waiting downstairs for us with like bananas and sunscreen before our hike. We ended up, our waiter at our restaurant that we met the first night, we became best friends with and brought him the next day on our hike with us because he was just a local.
Did he want to go? Or were you like, you're coming with us?
He wanted to. Well, okay. I was like drunk at this point at dinner.
Like, I was wondering that. You were like, we brought him on our hike. I'm like, against his will? Like, how did that come about?
People were so confused by it. People were like, did you hire a tour guide for hiking?
Right. And I was like, confused as well.
No. So his name was Jesse. He was, okay. So we met him at Potluck Club, best restaurant in the world at the top of the Silo Hotel. You gotta go. We met him. He was just like, we were like, we're honeymooners, we're here for the first time. He was just being so passionate about the town, like telling us what to do. He got us into this secret speakeasy bar. He gave us a password for it, like that we went to after, just Mike and I. He had to work still. But he was just like our local guide from the get-go, right when we met him. To top it off, best
He was just a stranger at this.
Stranger, yes. Okay. Met him. He was our waiter at the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then we were like, we're hiking, what's it called? Lion's Head Peak and potentially Table Mountain tomorrow. Got to do those. That's a big one that you do there when you go to Cape Town. And we were like, you should come with us. And he was like, yes, hike Lion's Head, not Table Mountain. Do the cable car up to Table Mountain because that would have taken you all day, blah, blah, blah. He was just very helpful. And we were like, you should totally just come. And he was like, I'm down. I have no plans tomorrow. So we, you know, got each other's WhatsApp info and brought him along. And he like brought us water bottles, fruit cups to eat at the top. Like, they're all just so hospitable. Like, things that we wouldn't think of here in America.
Right.
Sorry, Americans.
No, that makes sense. Maybe in the South, I hear they're more hospitable. Definitely not in New York. No one cares about you in New York.
Right. So yeah, I mean, that was Cape Town. There was a curfew of midnight, which was fine because I was telling my friends, like, you don't want to go clubbing till 3 a.m. on your honeymoon with just you and your
Right. It's not partner. That kind of trip.
Right. So, and we were exhausted. I will say, so the last day, or no, one of the days that we were there, we had booked shark diving, which thank you, Betches Founders, for making that happen. That was the honeymoon fund contribution from you guys. It was so,
that's so
amazing.
Funny. We didn't really think you were going to like do that. We were almost like, this is like, because I have so many of those things on there anyway, that too, that are like little activities that I like don't even know if I want to do. But I'm just like, here's other ways to get cash from people who are want to give you a gift, but it's really just cash. But you went and it looked really cool. So elaborate.
Girl, we went. So here's the thing, though. If you're going to do that, we ended up, we it was like a far drive to get to it. So if you're going to do that portion, do it. My big takeaway from that was do it in the beach portion, which I'll get to later of the itinerary. But regardless, we did it during our like Cape Town portion. It was supposed to be more of like the adventure part of the trip. And it was so cool of an experience. I'm telling you, like, everybody needs to go shark diving in their lives. The sharks were not great white sharks because apparently the killer whales have been like chasing them out of that area. But it was in Hunsby, which is, and it was in this little part called Shark Alley, which is literally the capital of like the world for sharks. So the, it's just a cool experience. Like I got to go in a cage. I will say, big takeaway from the trip. This is like international travel 101, and I just forgot the rules. I ate in Cape Town. This was like, after a couple nights of being there, I ate so many exotic meats because I was so excited to be there.
What's like the exotic meat of South Africa?
Wild ostrich, which looks like steak.
I could like see that being meat. Good. Okay.
Okay, it was delicious. All of it was delicious, but there was venison, like springbok. It's a type of deer.
Venison's like American. No, we have venison.
Well, these are all also meats that Nicole never eats back home.
It's more like exotic for you.
Yes.
Got it.
So I went wild with consuming food. So for the shark diving, when that rolled around, not to be TMI, but I woke up that morning and I was very sick.
Okay. And so
like I had to go to shark diving extreme. I powered through.
You went anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Props. That's impressive. I mean, you're only there once.
But everybody told me this before the honeymoon and I didn't do it. Get your doctor to prescribe you like nausea medicine and like the, you know, just medicine to help with if you get sick on the honeymoon. Just ask your doctor what to prescribe you and they'll know what to. But because that's apparently a common thing. Like everybody gets sick on their honeymoons. So just be prepared for that. I wasn't.
That's a good tip. Through. Or just like have, what I do for any like big trip is I have a little like pharmacy in my bag for like anything that could go wrong. So anything from Tylenol to
Imodium, not to be TMI.
Imodium, honestly, to like something for like a surprise yeast infection or UTI or something like that. Not to get TMI either, but like you never, like could anything ruin your honeymoon more than a UTI? I think no, personally.
No.
So I always bring that stuff on any sort of long trip. That's good advice.
Yeah. Don't forget that, you guys. You guys actually all asked, one of the biggest questions was what to pack. Honestly, that medicine. Just have it all ready. But
yeah, it doesn't take up. You can also like put them all in like one little thing.
Yeah.
Just to have it all. It really doesn't take up that much space. I think to me, that's like the best thing you can bring. Because then you, even if you don't actually need it, you'll feel just like calm knowing that no matter what country you're in, how hard it would be to get that, you still have, you know, a backup plan.
Girl, I agree. So yeah, on the shark diving boat, basically the woman turns to us and she's like, okay, who wants to go first? Like very first out of like the 30 people on the boat. And I was so sick at this point, like not caring if a shark was going to eat me and I was going to die or not. So I was like, you know what? I'll go first. And I get in the cage, literally out of everyone. At this point, I thought I was hungover because we had drank a bunch the night before. I didn't know what it was, but we think it's food poisoning now. And I just go into the cage, move all the way down, and it was insane. Like these sharks, there were like 9 around us at all times. I'll share the underwater footage with you guys.
I saw it. It was so cool.
It was crazy. I recommend like everybody do it. It's just very exhilarating.
What was like the temperature like?
Of the water?
In South Africa at this time of year, like when you went, how did you pack? How did you know, like you had to pack for multiple different seasons?
Yes. So it's their springtime, or it's going into summer, spring, between like spring and summer. So it's opposite of here. Like I wasn't going to bring like my fall sweaters. So I will say with South Africa, especially on the safari, which we'll get to, the temperatures are, they drop and they rise very quickly. So like during the day, very hot. You can like go hiking in a tank top and leggings or, you know, whatever. Bring layers though for everything. Like I brought a leather jacket to wear out at night to dinners, but then like little light jackets and sweaters to wear during the day if I got a little chilly because you're on the water. So just bring layers, like stuff like that. But I don't know. I overpacked per usual because I always do that.
I mean, especially with different like temperatures or seasons or like locations, I can imagine it'd be very easy to overpack because you don't want to be, mm-hmm. you'd rather overpack than underpack. Underpack is.
But also stressful. With this trip, especially, like I had our whole detailed itinerary prior. A lot of you asked me, like, did we plan out pretty much everything? And like, yes, pretty for the most part, with a couple days in there that we didn't have any plans just for like spontaneity and relaxation. But that helped, like pack according to your itinerary as right. much as
and,
possible.
And we'll get into the next place after South Africa, or after Cape Town rather.
Yes.
But you, just to give a little background on, you used a travel agent, and can you give a little bit more like context about how that works for the listeners at home? Because before I started planning my honeymoon, I didn't know anything about like that whole process.
Yes. So Allison at Over the Moon Vacations, big friend of Betches, we've all used her at this point, and Josh, her husband,
I'll be using
as well.
Her as well.
Yeah. No, she's amazing. I mean, it was just so helpful having them to do this. Basically, they made this like whole itinerary. They've been there before. They knew the driver to use, Colin at Wineland's Guide. He was the best. Like the things like that, like who to use for transportation, you know, just like the insider tips and tricks that you only know if you've been there or like know people on the ground there. So it was just so helpful having them because this is just a location that a lot of our friends hadn't been to. So we worked with them hand in hand to design our dream trip, like with, of course, their insight and everything helping with the with each location. And then she really booked like most if not all of our reservations for stuff. And then created this amazing app. You're going to use it when she does your trip. You're going to love it. It's called like Access. She puts all your information in this app for you. And so when you're on the ground over there, like you'll see I'm getting in at this time to this location and check-ins at this time. Like it's just so everything was in one place. And it was just so nice having her. Even when like stuff would go wrong with like maybe, you know, our flight from Safari when we almost died, we'll get to that. Like we could text her too. We were like texting her while we were there being like, hey, can you help look into other flights? Like I could not say more good things about working with her.
That's like, great. And there's no fee, correct?
Correct. Good question. No fee. So how it works, how they get paid is they usually try to work with like hotels and stuff like the Safari, for example, they work with And Beyond and Gala where we were. And so they'll get commission if they book and send couples to them or the specific drivers, which makes sense because they need to get paid somehow, you know. But it's so nice right. because we don't pay the travel agents at all. So, right. And the hotels they all have like partnerships with were all just amazing, beautiful hotels.
Right. It's nice to have someone who's vetted all the hotels that yes. you've been to because, like you said, if you don't have any friends or anyone to ask recommendations from who's been there, like it's possible to plan the trip on your own. But I feel like it's so much easier, especially if there's no cost, to use right. someone who takes your budget into consideration and then plans like the optimal experience yeah. based on what you're working with.
And budget's a big factor. Like they'd suggest some stuff. Like we went back and forth on the itinerary a good amount of times, like they'd suggest some stuff and Mike and I would say like, oh no, that's really more than we want to spend in this area. Like, so they factor all that in, like they will do multiple iterations on your itinerary. So it's really a collaborative process, but yeah.
Sounds great.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button, I spilled something on it, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X. as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, so we've just left off. We're shark diving in Cape Town. What's next?
So,
how many days were you in Cape Town?
4 nights. 5 days, technically. So the last day, our driver, Colin, amazing again. He was so passionate about South Africa and knew every single fact about the country. It was amazing. So he picked us up from Cape Town, and then we drove. It was like 45 minutes-ish. From Cape Town, we went to Truth Coffee on the way, best coffee in the world, and drove to the winelands. So Stellenbosch and Franschhoek, probably saying that one wrong, which is like part of the Western Cape still, but all the wineries and all of that, the wine estates, as they call them. That he basically took Mike and I on this whole private tour of a bunch. Yes, drove there.
Okay.
Again, like 45 minutes from Cape Town. He took us on this whole like private tour of all these different wine estates. We got to learn about the wine from the people there. We got to drink so much different wine. Mind you, this is while I'm still recovering from being, you know, dying and coming back to life. So I was not really going as hard on the wine as I normally would, but still, it was amazing. I mean, the wine there is so, I'm sorry to sound one of those cliche girls who comes back from South Africa, but the wine there was so much better than here. So, no, it was just great. And then, so we did a whole like wine lens tour that whole day. Following day, we're there for 2 nights, and that was at, that's in the wine lens in Franschhoek. And then Franschhoek. So yeah, we're there for 2 nights. The next day was relaxation day, no plans. The plan was to just like enjoy the beautiful La Residence where we were staying, know, enjoy the amenities of the hotel, lay by the pool, whatever. So that's nice. A lot of you asked, like, did you have any relaxation, Nicole? Because it didn't look like you did. So, yes, we built in relaxation days, which was so nice. I definitely recommend that. But as you're hearing, we did jump around a decent amount. But it was the perfect amount for me.
How long were you in the wine area?
2 nights. So that day we relaxed. The following day, we were going to safari, the best part of the trip.
That was your favorite. And how many nights did you safari?
We safaried for... Was it 3 or 4? 3 nights.
Okay.
Which I could have done for 365 nights.
Really? Because I mean, I'll be totally honest. When I was thinking about a honeymoon, I was like, I feel like I'd get a little bored on the safari.
I would think that too. And Dylan, this morning, my coworker, was saying the same thing. He was like, do the game drives, do they get old? Like, do you just go out and then...
It's like a lot of sitting and waiting and watching, no?
So like... Yes, but no, I cannot describe I'm going to convince every single one of you listening to go on a safari one day because it truly is life changing. Each game drive is very different. It's exciting. Like you're like chasing wild animals. You're seeing different things. Even if there were a couple times where like we really didn't see that many animals and it's still just so cool and fun and relaxing, like the overall experience of it all, being out in what we call the African bush. I'm like acting as if I'm a local now, like what we call, but it is called that. But yeah, so it was the best experience of my life. But here's the thing with the safari, it truly is the overall experience of being there, like at the lodge. You're getting drinks out in the bush and having dinner out there. You're drinking throughout the whole safari trip. Like, it's all inclusive. Most of the lodges you stay at are. And then, like, I don't know. It's just cool. Like, the fact that you'd be eating dinner at the lodge and there's, like, hyenas not far from you. It's just such a different. It almost feels like an adult luxury summer camp. Because in the best way possible. Because you have, like, the game drives each day are scheduled. So you have a schedule. I don't know. It's just, it was amazing.
How's the food on safari?
Honestly, really good. They had, like, a different menu each day with a bunch of options that you could choose from. And you're eating constantly. Like, there's not one moment where you're like, I'm hungry and I can't access food. Like, you're eating. You have access to food all the time.
Okay. So safari was your favorite part, I'm taking.
1,000%. It's okay. And the biggest question I got about safari, sorry, I'm like interviewing myself now, but all of you asked, was it dangerous being that close to the wild animals? And I got a bunch of DMs about that, like, because we were in these open jeeps and you're like, what, 10 feet away from a lion? Not even. Everyone asked that, and I didn't know this, but it's what's called habituated. The animals are habituated, which means that they're so used to vehicles and humans in the vehicles at this point that they don't look at us as a threat. They're like, if anything, they look at each other, the animals, as a threat more than like the humans. So that's why they don't attack you. But your guide and tracker who you're in the car with that like work at the lodge always have a rifle on them just in case, but they've never ever had to use it. Like, literally no guide has like ever.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Seems very cool to be like in the wild. I will give you that.
I'm not kidding. Like, even if you're not an animal person, because I got that question a lot, you will still love it. It's the overall, it's so much adventure. I sound so cliche, but I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it's the overall experience of it all. That you'll never be doing that anywhere else, like, ever again. I think that element of it is cool, too.
Very, very unique experience. Like,
yes.
Totally get that. Okay. So, 3 nights in safari. What was the final part?
So, this part was our beach portion. And after the safari, we were like, okay, time to relax and, like, lay on a beach for a couple of days. Which, yeah, I mean, you always need that in a honeymoon, I think. So then we went to Hermanus, which is part of the Western Cape still, but like 2.5 hours from Cape Town. So biggest takeaway from all of this, like, yes, we jumped around, but if I were to do this trip again, it's a long story as to why we did these steps in this order, like these parts in this order, but basically I would do the safari. It makes way more sense to do the safari first or last, just because you have to fly into Cape Town and then out to the safari, then back into Cape Town, then drive back out to Hermanus, the beach area, then back to Cape Town to fly home. Like, that's the traveling that we did.
Okay.
So do safari first or last if you guys are going to recreate this trip. But yeah, Hermanus was gorgeous. It was nice. It was warm. It was overlooking these beautiful cliffs and beach. And that was like our, you know, great way to end the trip. We did a spa one day. Highly recommend. You can't do a honeymoon without doing some sort of spa treatment.
Yeah.
Couples thing. And that was Mike's first massage ever in his life.
Oh, wow.
So it was fun getting to see
him. Did he like it?
He loved it. I literally, he fell asleep doing it. Yeah, he's a big massage guy now.
People just need to be touched, and then they pass out.
Exactly.
Okay, so I feel like we've got the full rundown. Now for the good stuff. What do you feel like you was like the best thing you splurged on, and what do you feel like you didn't really need to do?
Best thing we splurged on... was I mean, the safari experience was pricey.
Is that the most expensive part of the trip? Yeah. Of the legs? Okay.
For sure. But, I mean, we felt so safe at night. Like, you're out in the wild. There's scorpions. There's snakes. I never felt like they were going to, like, get into my bed while I was sleeping. Versus, like, I'm sure if you don't splurge as much on a safari, you're sleeping in more of, like, a tent atmosphere. Maybe snakes okay. and scorpions get in. I don't know. But we were in a nice lodge, and it was, and, you know, like, didn't have to.
These are real rooms with doors.
Yeah, real rooms. Okay. You had somebody escorting you, like, after dark, because, again, like, hyenas and stuff can be just, like, walking about, baboons, whatever. You have somebody, like, escorting you to and from, like, the lodge where you eat, to your room. Like, the staff was amazing. You get what you pay for, I think, with the safari, right. for sure.
If you're going to do it right.
Right. And it's your honeymoon, like, splurge.
Right. And then what were you like, this is kind of overrated? Nothing. It was all rated.
I mean, I would say, like, you don't have to feel like you need to go out to a dinner every single night. Like, in the Cape Town part, we ended up canceling two of our dinners.
How
actually.
Else would you eat?
Like, if your hotel has, like, has an option there. Like, one of the nights, for example, we were in the Winelands. Our hotel had an amazing chef, like, on staff. And we had had a dinner planned to go out to this restaurant that a lot of people recommended. But we ended up canceling it because that was the day that Mike felt really sick and, like, couldn't move. We both got very sick at one point, but we didn't let it get to us. But, like, that, I'm kind of glad we canceled it, even though that restaurant was, like, very well recommended. We ended up eating, our chef at our hotel was all included and, like, just as amazing. So,
Was that, like, less expensive than it would have been to go to the other place? Okay.
Yeah.
The other place was like a more expensive restaurant.
Exactly. And, like, in Hermanas, for example, we ate just at the hotel because that was all inclusive with our hotel versus planning dinners every single night in that portion, like, in the town. So
that makes sense.
That's what I would say. Also, okay, I'm contradicting myself, but, like, the shark diving, I'm so glad we did it because I've been wanting to do that forever. But it was pricey, a couple hundred, whatever. I would say, like, if you're not that into it, you don't have to do that part. But, like, there's not one, other than that, like, there's not one thing we did that I'm like, oh, we should not have paid for that.
Right.
Yeah, like, honestly, do it all. Fuck it.
That's the mark of a good travel agent.
Yeah.
Good planning. Okay, let's talk about, like, COVID stuff or, like, visas or, like, any of that like, non-fancy annoying shit that you have to do before you leave. What was, like, the COVID rules, and did you need a visa?
Did not need a visa, but when we got to the airport to JFK to fly out, one of the workers there for our airline was like, do you guys have your visas? And we were like, what? Like,
oh,
I turned pale as a ghost. My heart sank. And we were like, what? And then he turned to his colleague and he was like, do they need visas for South Africa? And she was like, no. And we were like, thank God.
Okay, he was mistaken.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay.
So no visas, but you do need a COVID test within 3 days. How many hours that is? 72.
I think it's three.
72. Thank you. Hooray.
PCR or antigen?
PCR.
Okay.
The more expensive one.
Was it tough to get one with a 3-day turnaround given the testing time?
You basically have to, because tests were delayed, of course, and taking, quote, forever to get back from the lab. So you have to get it at the very beginning of that 72-hour window. Just get it as soon as you can so that you can allow for plenty of time. We flew out that Thursday night. We got our test results back Thursday morning.
Oh, wow.
Which is
okay. Scary.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, it's funny. I, like, tried to get a test a few weeks ago, and they were like, 5-day turnaround. I was like, what? By the time I find out if I have it, everyone else will have it. Like, what do you mean 5-day turnaround? That's absurd. I remember going to Greece. I had a layover in the UK. You needed a test, and it was, like, very stressful figuring that out.
Yeah, it's very. But call your airlines, too, because they're the ones that require it. It's not even the countries as much. So, like, if you have any doubts, just call your airline and be like, when exactly do I have to get this test and that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay. And then coming back, how easy was it to get a test? Because I know you needed a test to get back into the United States.
Our hotel, I'd just say ask your hotel like what they recommend, how to get it. But our hotel had a driver on staff that took us 10 minutes away to the testing center there. We got our tests done quickly. Results came back within a couple hours somehow. And, we had those. But that was, I believe, 72 hours as well. But we did it, 2 days before.
And did you need any, vaccinations or anything like that?
Honestly, no.
Besides, the COVID vaccine.
We're both vaccinated for COVID.
Anything,
did they even check? I think they did check, yeah. So just get vaccinated.
Sometimes you need, a yellow fever shot or malaria or something like that. Yeah. Nothing like that.
So we got malaria pills, but I forgot to take mine. So, yeah.
Now you have malaria.
Exactly. So knock on wood. Okay. Everybody, but the bug situation out there, everyone was like, bring bug spray. You're going to need it. So I got the most powerful bug spray and these wipes and everything in the world. I don't think there was one mosquito. I did not get bit by one mosquito. I'm not kidding. So that just goes to show, don't listen to everyone and their opinions. Just do your own research and whatever and listen to who you want. But yeah, so, but we got typhoid just in case. We got those shots before. We got a Hep A booster. I don't know that. I think it was Hep A.
You're not sure if they were required.
Or no, and that's why having a travel agent was helpful. Allison, I remember being you can if you want. Some of our South Africa travelers get typhoid and Hep A and this and that. But you don't have to. But if it gives you more peace of mind, sure. So we went to the doctor because I'm psycho, and that's where, also our doctor, we were able to be we're going to South Africa. What do you recommend? And she pretty much said the same stuff. And we got those things. But there weren't any. I made sure, there weren't any harmful side effects that I was going to feel. It was more okay, we'll just get them just for peace of mind.
Right. And then the rose petals and, the nice little add-ons that they had because it was your honeymoon, was that just because they knew it was your honeymoon? Or did you, did the travel agent arrange that? How did that come to fruition?
Yes. So that's definitely on your guys's honeymoons, soak it up and tell everyone that people just treat you different when you're on your honeymoon. Even if you don't get amazing upgrades, you're not going to get upgraded to first class. I tried, trust me, on the flights, but just tell everybody because then it's more special. But yeah, I mean, it was a combination. I think Allison arranged a lot of them. Our travel agent got us got her people at the hotel to arrange these beautiful little rose petals and flowers and stuff and chocolates. But also the hotels, I think, just do that naturally too for honeymooners.
They know it's your honeymoon, right?
Yeah. And it really does make the whole experience just romantic and special. At a couple of our hotels, they drew us a bath when we got home to the room at night. It was amazing. You're treated aww, like royalty on your honeymoon. Right.
Yeah, that's true. Good. I mean, you could wear our Shop Betches items on your honeymoon. Mm-hmm. So everyone knows that it's your honeymoon. If you have 2021, 2022 wife or something like that, or you could just tell people. I feel like when you check in, you're just yeah, it's our honeymoon. We're really excited. I'm sure you can still get at least some hotels that extra little service because people want you to feel good and remember and recommend the place to their friends. So I think
1,000%.
That's a good tip to share. To the less glamorous stuff, did you and Mike fight at all? Was there any? Because I do feel like traveling can be very stressful, especially if it's somewhere you haven't been before or there's a lot of things going on. How mm-hmm. was that?
Mike and I always get into when we're stressed, that's when we butt heads. But we didn't really fight at all. If anything, we were fought less because it was, but I know a lot of people were asking that. I was like, did we right. look like we well, were fighting?
It's funny with honeymoons or wedding or anything like that. It's supposed to be a super fun, trips are supposed to be really fun and relaxing, but also travel itself can be stressful. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's kind of both. It's supposed to be this is literally the honeymoon phase. You're literally on your honeymoon, but yeah. There's also added stresses of other things. But I think And you tell me this, like, did you do a lot of this stuff? You prepaid for a lot of this stuff, and like a lot of it was like, so to me, that probably helps mitigate fighting too, because you've discussed it like before, and you both agreed on this trip, and you both have, and you're also not paying for it necessarily there, like you've already paid for it.
Yep.
So I'm sure that probably takes away a lot of the stress of like thinking about, you know, should we order this or is that too expensive or should we go all out because or is that too expensive? Again, like money can also stress people out. So I would imagine that helped, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like planning your wedding. It's like anything in life. The more planning you can do and preparation you can do ahead of time, the more you're going to be able to just enjoy and like let go in the moment. So, yeah, prepaid mostly everything. Or if we didn't, we knew how much it would cost when we would have to. Yeah, we pre-planned everything. So there was never like a situation where I was like, no, we should go do this. And he was like, no, we shouldn't. Like really there wasn't.
You already discussed that before.
Right. Yeah, even like everything down to like, even like taking out cash before just to have extra South African rand is there. Currency, just to have extra money out there and cash on the ground for like tipping and stuff like that. Everything, like, just plan as much as you can ahead of time. But I would say, like, make sure you're on the same page before you go into your honeymoon that of the type of trip you want, because this was a very like adventurous trip. I mean, we were literally with wild animals, we were hiking, but then it was perfect because it had relaxing portions too. It was literally the best of all the worlds, and that's like why I picked this destination, because you can do literally everything. But yeah, I mean, just I think be on the same page. I mean, there might be some couples where one partner wants to just lay in a hut on the beach all day for a week straight, and that's fine, and like read a book by the water, and that's fine. But like, some people do want to do that, but make sure you know what kind of trip you're planning and getting into, because I think that will, and compromise too. Like if you have one person that wants to lay on the beach constantly and the
or
other.
What's one thing you must do? You can each have one thing that you must do, and then
that's kind cute of idea. Do the other thing. Oh, that'd be a good wedding gift. I've actually heard of that before. So on the wedding, you each get each other a big thing that the other person would want to do for the honeymoon. That way it's an experience gift that you get to experience together.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love like experience gifts.
Oh, me too. It's the best kind. Team experience gifts.
So I feel like we got a great rundown. I'm sure you'll do a Q&A after, but like if there's anything else that you want to leave for the listeners that they should remember or should know, or that you think was like the best tip you got, please share it. For me and the listeners too.
That's tough. I mean, you guys know I've like become a spokeswoman for the South African Tourism Board at this point. Like, go
you work
to
for
South-
them now.
Literally, Sammy was like, "You're doing the most for South African Tourism Board," because I was like, "You must come here." But like, truly, go there and like, I mean, it really was the perfect, most life-changing honeymoon, best of everything. For the adventurous couple / the one that also likes to relax and do fine dining and drink amazing wine. I mean, it was just great. So go there. And also, like, your honeymoon, it only happens once. So, like, don't go bankrupt from it, but also just, like, treat yourself, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. Again, it's like a time, we've talked about this before, it's a time in your life, you have 2 weeks to like, and people are mostly not going to bother you. Like, take advantage of that. Do something you really want to do. If you have the means to, like, obviously, like you said, don't go into debt. But it's, I think it's okay to spend more than you would on a normal vacation and make it really special.
Totally. So. And look, use that. The wedding comes right before it. Use that honeymoon fund option. That's what we did. We create as many of those little honey funds as you can, if you can plan your trip out in advance and you know how much things are going to cost, or honestly just like fake it and say like, we're going to do dinner for $200. Like, I don't know, just make fake ones, because people will still get you those.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
And psychologically speaking, spending money on experiences makes you happier than spending money on things.
Oh, so, she's pulling out stats.
It's true. I'm telling you, it's experiences make you happier than like a new bag or new shoes. So I think it's a good place to invest for your mental health, for you and your partner. Start that marriage off on the right foot. And Nicole will do a Q&A for anything that we didn't get to on the bride's Instagram. And I'm sure you can see in her highlights her incredible trip. I wish I was there.
Mm-hmm. And actually, maybe I'll have Mike as part of the takeover because honestly, shout out to him. He really led the charge with our travel agents, of course, on planning this, like while I was focusing on, you know, a little thing we like to call the wedding.
Divide and conquer. I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we will see you next week. And that's it for us for today. Till death do us part.
The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Nicole Pellegrino, Sean Kilby, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.